Stardust.com. Talk radio. Well, welcome to another edition of Stardust.com Talk Radio. This is your host, Dan Fortune, broadcasting live from the Internet World Show in downtown Los Angeles. It's the end of the day, and my special guest with me today is Jody Broughton. She's the director of marketing of Yak.com. Jody, say hi.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you aboard. Let me turn some of this bumper music down a little bit. A little bit about Jody. She's with Yak. They have offices in both San Francisco and the San Francisco Bay Area, and Yak is the authority on what's happening in the ever-expanding world of online events, including streaming, media, and chats. And their site, Yak.com, offers an unparalleled view of up-to-the-minute, easily searchable media and database of listing, editorial reviews, and all kinds of other cool stuff. So without further ado, let's talk to Jody. How you doing?
Fine. How are you? You just said everything about the company. I think we're done.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's it. Well, let me put the bumper music back up. Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's been great having you aboard.
Great talking to you.
It's been a great day. Okay. So it's the end of the day, and we're having a lot of fun. So tell us about Yak. I mean, I gave you a little pitch there. One of the things that intrigued me is that you also are associated with Yak EPN, with Warner Brothers Discovery, Barnes & Noble, and Universal Studios Online, where you actually have their content up and online. And I'm interested in the streaming aspects of how you're getting information to and from people, and how you're working with the content providers and licensing issues and all kinds of fun things, and we've got about 10 minutes to talk about that. So let's just take it away and tell me what you think. Dive right in.
Well, Yak is a guide to online events and chats, and as that, we guide users to the streaming audio, streaming video, and chats that are on the Internet. Now, you ask how we get this content. There are three ways that we do it. We have a team of editors that goes out and surfs the web to find the events. We also, content producers email us the events. And then we also have this event producer network, which we have more than 150 event producers in the network. And essentially it's that they agree to give us all the information on their events, and we agree to promote them on our site. And so it gives them added exposure on our site and drives traffic over to their events.
So are you affiliated with like DoubleClick or some advertising that helps to push people to your site?
Yeah. Well, we do use DoubleClick on our site. DoubleClick Dart to serve up our advertising. Right now, we've just launched a major campaign, online campaign for advertising, and so you'll begin to see us more out on the web.
More out on the web. Well,
yes.
I think it's intriguing that the whole concept of the TV guide. It's been tried. TV Guide has tried to do it.
Interestingly enough, we provide. With the licensing fee, we also do syndicate our content to about 20 different online partners, and TV Guide is one of those partners. So we provide TV Guide with the Internet listings.
Okay, so so I know that TV Guide is also part of somebody else.
I think it's News Corp.
Yeah, so you're providing content not only to TV Guide, but to a variety of other sources as well, as serving it up on your own site, Yak.
Right. We take our site and then we mirror it into the look and feel of their site.
Uh-huh.
So they have the same content that we have on our site.
Okay. So they're taking your back end basically and putting their front end on top of it.
Essentially, yes.
So are they pointing to your links that are your HTML, or are you moving it? They're mirroring by taking the actual content. How are you doing it back? What's the back end? How are you keeping up to it? I mean, this has to be a 24/7. I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy thing. Things change hour by hour, minute by minute.
They do. We have our own proprietary database that is designed specifically for our site. to do the calendaring of listings. And we're actually providing a, well, soon we will be providing a similar version of that software for our event producers.
So event producers being?
It would be the Wire Breaks, the Dens, the Adam Films, the NBC Internets, the Snaps, the any of our event producers.
Mm-hmm. So whoever provides you the information will provide you with whatever time up, and then is there an automated process that?
Well, they send us the information in a specified format, and then we enter that into our database. Pardon me, and then we can't just have somebody automatically fill in all their information and submit it into the database, because a lot of the times it is. Not quite right, or by the time that the event happens, it has changed and the times have changed. So our editors go out there and make sure that all the times and all the information is correct.
Okay, and so what do you do about advertising and interstitials, and how does that play within the content that gets streamed up? Is that entirely dependent on the content producer or provider?
It is, because we are just guiding the users over to the streams. We don't have anything to do with the streams ourselves.
Okay.
So the advertising that is done on our site is the typical GIF and 89 GIF and also the buttons.
Okay. And so as far as any advertising that's done in the traditional broadband sense, of whether it's the television commercial or that as the content changes, or each week that the content, I guess a good question is, is the content cached so that people can look at previous content, or is it only content that's current?
There is on the site, when you go into one of our different categories, you will see.
Okay, which is www.yak.com, YACK, as opposed to the animal YAK.
Thanks for the plug, Dan.
Yeah, okay. Our listeners are going to go, what? Where? I'm looking at yaks. Okay.
We're not looking at animals.
We're not looking at animals. I want to look at a TV guide.
You're right. So if you go into one of our 13 different categories, you will come through to, or any of the subcategories within the main categories, you will come to an event listing page. And on that, the main front page is the special events. These are the one-time-only events. You can also search for reoccurring events, audio on demand, video on demand, and then open chat rooms. So to answer your question, there are some events that aren't cached. They just happen live, and that's it.
And they're gone.
Right. And then, but there are some events that are audio on demand and video on demand.
Okay. And so also on your side, I noticed that you have the choices of, as I get the right mouse and I can go to the right screen, you've got QuickTime, Flash, Real Player, and then the Windows Media Player.
Right. Well, first of all, I should say that we are platform independent. We're neutral. It doesn't matter.
You're Switzerland.
Right, okay. Exactly. We don't care. So because most of the events that are happening are using either Real Networks, Windows Media Player, QuickTime, or Flash, we want to make it available for our users.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm playing with your site right now. I'm just seeing what launches and how it launches. So I just hit Jog the Dog, and in the spotlight it's The Eternal Bachelor, Hugh Hefner, the original Playboy, and it's software needed, Microsoft Internet Explorer, so go here to see this event. So if I click here to go see the event, and the channel's on playby.com. Okay, I see.
So essentially what we do is, once you find an event that you're interested in, then you click on that link, and it is going to take you to a detail page which describes the event, also gives you all the pertinent information that you need to participate in the event, where it's happening, what time it's happening, what day it's happening, how long it lasts, if it's moderated. If you need any special software for it, you can download it there.
Excellent. And you can also add this event to my calendar and remind me with email.
Right. So. We have a web-enabled calendar that we call Yak Track.
Yak Track.
Yes.
Okay. That sounds rockin' cool.
It is cool.
So you have, I see you've got Dr. Drew, and you've got Dr. Ruth, and you've got Cherry Bomb, and you've got Fresh Advice. For advice, you've got Love Astrologer, and you've got Search Yak, all kinds of different interesting things that are going on. Let's talk a little bit about what we hit at the top of the show, was talking about the business end of it and talking about broadband. Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Give sure. Well, let me actually jump back to when Yak started. When Yak started 4 years ago, all that was out there was chat.
Right.
And so we were a guide to chat. Mm-hmm. And as the internet grew and as content grew, you've now seen more streaming content happening, and you're able to watch these short films online and listen to audio online. So now Yak decided, well, because there are all these events happening, we need to guide users to them. But with this explosion of broadband, there's so much content out there, both in the streaming audio and in the streaming video, that you need to have a guide to tell you where to go for what you're looking for. And that's Yak.
Okay. And so then what do we do about licensing?
There really isn't an issue of licensing, because if it is an event producer who is within our network, we're guiding users over to their content. We're not streaming any of the content on our site.
Okay, you're just providing the players to view the content that's
right.
on their site.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're helping the user get to the content and make it easier for them.
Okay. And so in the past, so you've been around for how long now?
The company was started 4 years ago. Recently, in the past year and a half, we've had a major push, though.
Uh-huh. And so are you utilizing multicasting at all, or?
We ourselves are not right now.
Okay. But some of the event people that you're working with are utilizing multicast. I mean, satellite people use multicast, IP multicast. But,
you know, to be honest with you, I don't know. I would assume that they do.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Well, other question would be what kind of hits are you getting each month? I mean, what?
A million unique users per month.
A million unique users per month.
Growing fast. We are the leader within our market.
So that sounds like it's about as big as TV Guide.
It could be.
And but since you provide the back end for TV Guide and for some of these other places.
It's really that we are giving TV Guide the listings for the internet events, mm-hmm. rather than just their whole entire back end.
Great. Well, I think that what you're doing is absolutely intriguing. If people want to find out more about Yak and then find out more about the broadband information, where would they go to take a look?
They should go to yak.com, www.yack.com.
Okay. And if they want to find out more about, there's a site on there where they can find out more about partnering or getting involved with Yak?
Send an email to info@yak.com.
info@yak.com. Yeah. Okay, Jody, well, thanks a lot for coming on Stardust.com Talk Radio.
Thanks, Dan.
It's been great having you.
It's been great being here.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Bye.